You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, South African Sumaya Valley, named in the 2021 Time 100 Next List. We welcome Sister Sumaya to the airways of Radio Islam. She's the founder of the South African Architecture Studio, Counter Space. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam, Jazakallah. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on making the list. It's really an astounding achievement for the South African Muslim community to have one of their own featuring on the international stage. How does it feel to have been named in the Times Magazine 2021 Next List?
Alhamdulillah, I think it's amazing and humbling and surreal to be recognized among so many voices who are so important in terms of thinking about our future. And I'm incredibly humbled, and I was quite surprised, very unexpected.
So in your opinion, Sister Sumaya, what has been the social impact of urban design?
I think that in our city, if we can look at it the opposite way, our urban landscapes and our city fabrics are riddled with challenges that we've inherited from our colonial and apartheid legacy. And so I think thinking about it, maybe not so much in terms of the positive social impact, but in terms of the amount of challenges that we have to deal with on an urban level because of the city we've inherited, shows the greatness and the amount of impact, I think, that design and urban design can have. And of course, with regards to apartheid, that was a very sinister and a very negative form of urban design. And, you know, I think if we think about the opposite, to think about spaces that are accessible to the public, that give women and children dignity, that are safe and free for all to walk in, and that allow mobility and movement across the city and access to economic opportunities even, you know, I think those are just some of the examples of the social impact of urban design. But really, it's such a deep-seated issue that I think is still going to be with us for a very long time, and that any architect working in the city has to be aware of.
Yes. From our perspective, you know, why is it so hard as an African architect to bring new ideas to the table? Isn't design meant to be different, abstract, and unique?
Absolutely. I think you're touching on something really important. You know, I think it's very unfortunate the way that histories are told, that so many of our rich cultures and our identities are erased. And, you know, through some of the forces that I mentioned a little bit earlier, our legacies of colonization and of apartheid across the continent and you know, even across the global south or the majority world, so many of our stories have been erased. And so I think that as African architects, we're trying to cross this deep chasm and this huge rift in terms of how do we start to self-express again, and how do we start to draw on our age-old histories and traditions and look into what they can give us. And I think that in that regard, design is also a form of resistance and looking at how our beliefs and our, you know, our faith, our belief system, our rituals and so on can bring about different forms of design is increasingly important.
When we look at your own story, Sister Sumaya, how did your grandfather's store in the inner city of Johannesburg mold you into the person and the architect you are today?
Alhamdulillah, I consider myself very lucky to have had such a big part of my childhood spent in inner city Johannesburg. I think it's something that was very implicit and that I took for granted and probably didn't appreciate until I was much older, but myself and my cousins often walked from my grandfather's stores to the library. You know, we walked across the city. We used to go and buy fast food. We used to walk to, just really across the city. And I think that now when I walk in the city, I still have that same sense of familiarity, even though things have shifted so much. You know, I think most people in South Africa in the middle class bubble don't really have access to experiencing the city that way. And having that from a young age, I think definitely gave me a love for the city and a love for architecture.
Without giving away too much to your competitors or those around the world, then what is it different about your style or design or your approach to it that sets you apart from the pack?
I have no idea. I wouldn't say I'm set apart or my practice is set apart. But I think that maybe I can talk about what I am focused on. I'm really interested in how architecture can tell our stories from our place and from our identities. And I'm interested in working with Johannesburg and in Johannesburg to really, you know, manifest aspects of our identity that don't have expression in built form yet. And so I'm interested in looking at how different ways of being, different cultures and different identities can give rise to new forms of architecture.
Last year, your company, Counterspace, made history as the youngest architects chosen to design the 2020 pavilion for London Serpentine Galleries. When does that get underway?
Inshallah, I hope it's due to open this summer in Northern Hemisphere summer, so around June, July. But I think that, you know, last year, the world had a kind of rupture, so it is COVID dependent, of course, but at the moment we're working towards, inshallah, June, July.
MashaAllah, despite the great achievement, you remain so humble. May Allah keep you true to your values. It's been a fascinating chat to you, and we look forward to you telling and seeing your work on the international stage, inshallah. Barakallah fi.
JazakAllah, thank you for having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.